You're listening to the Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. I set it
up. Welcome back, Midday Grind, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and 590TheFan.com. Charlie Marlowe, Martin Kilcoyne, Brian Hoffman, David Solomon with you. For another about 13 minutes before the hard line, I want to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. You've heard about Bertarelli Cutlery for years, one of our most loyal sponsors on the radio station. They've opened a whole new division of their company called Bertarelli Paper Co., the warehouse just a few blocks from the store right there on the hill, Martin, 1927 Marconi. And now the fine folks at Bertarelli sell disposable gloves, trash can liners, all kinds of paper towels and such. They now sell to manufacturing plants as well as all the restaurants around town. So if you're in the need for any of these items, check them out. BertarelliPaperCo.com. Martin, of course, the great story. Felice Bertarelli creating the business 50 years ago in his garage with his four sons, still going strong.
Texter is always part of the show. 855-282-8255. I think we took care of all of the famous Eli's. The ones at the top of our head, that was about it, I think.
Eli Apple.
Eli Roth.
Who's
the
that?
Actor. He was in Inglourious Bastards.
Great movie.
Eli Apple, Bad Apple. Actually,
that's
playing
true.
In the Big Apple, former Buckeye.
Won a national
Correct.
Championship.
Correct. I think Charlie was afraid to bring it up since he was a former Buckeye. And we're going to play that Eli's Coming before we brought on Eli Gold, but Solly made a good call. It just sounded a little weird. Play that again if you can. It's a weird. I don't know the whole history of the song. But since we've never had Eli Gold on before, we thought this would be a weird, like, entry. Like, Eli's coming.
Felt kind of sexual. Just saying. And again, if we're buddies with him, if it's Kenny Wallace.
The Herminator.
The Herm. You can play this and laugh. But since we're not kind of really building the rapport yet with Eli Gold, I think it was a good call.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it from Hair or something? Feels like one of those.
Grease 2.
Yeah, it's picking up. Solly, you were wrong.
Yeah.
Stuck with it.
This is pretty good.
Stumbled into a hot take to yell at the board off. Yeah, we really blew it. The other thing is, if you play a song and you come back and the guest isn't there, it sort of loses all meaning, like, Sweet Home Alabama. Well, yeah, let's talk some Bama. And then the text, he's in the middle of something. He'll be with us in a couple of minutes. Anyway, Mizzou wins last night. They beat Georgia. And you just shift gears.
Sweet Home Alabama. And then, Eli was on maybe 4 or 5 minutes later. So somebody on the text line said, is this like a strict guest that never arrives? Sometimes you got to, what we call in the biz,
stretch,
tiptoe, stretch a little bit. That's when Martin usually brings out a list. You know, we're ready for Eli Gold. Hey, did I ever tell you about the top cities in America for baked goods?
Yep. Big fan of the list. And then Charlie yesterday group texted, we should do famous Eli. See, it's kind of along the same lines of a list.
Yeah.
It happens. Strick, God love you. Tomorrow, Hockey Sense from 1 to 2 over at the Slaughterhouse. We're going to be in studio for Frank tomorrow. We will still do the slop from 11 to noon. Chuck Tuna, two Chucks, no waiting. Tomorrow, Strick will be here in studio. Then he's got his show, Hockey Sense, from 1 to 2, where he has big-name guests, and they just aren't there right away when you go to True story. Hey, Offenburg Hyundai is right there in O'Fallon, Illinois. They're ready when you are. To buy a new car. Great place for your next vehicle. And if you've heard about Hyundai, you've heard me talking about it, you can do the research online. It is a great brand. And if you've never taken one for a test drive, why not today, this weekend? Stop by and see them. I know how people in St. Louis are. I'm guilty of this too. Well, I'm not going all the way over there. Where is it? It's down the street. No, I'm still not going all the way down there. And then I tell you, O'Fallon, Illinois, you're like, oh, I'm not going all the way over there.
I'm one of those people, yeah.
But listen, you're buying a new car. You want to make sure you get it from the right place. It's worth the trip. You're going to get a great deal. OffenburgHyundai.com is the website. Location, O'Fallon, Illinois, Highway 64. So you're going across the Bernard F. Dickman or the Poplar, whatever you want to call it.
It's got great bridge.
It's got like five names.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The William Clay Bridge.
The William Clay.
That's the latest name.
How do you rename a bridge? What's a deal with that, Dan? I mean, it's already got a name. How many names does a bridge need? Highway 64. across the Clay Dickman Poplar. It'll get you to Offenburg Hyundai. In spite of this bad, bad commercial, go see my friends at Offenburg Hyundai in O'Fallon, Illinois.
I prefer O'Fallon, Illinois over O'Fallon, Missouri, though.
Wow.
I'll say that.
Wow, that's a hot take.
Jeez. What's wrong with O'Fallon, Missouri?
Yeah, I prefer.
Why do you hate Dirty Dogs hot dogs?
Why do you hate the Rascals?
T.J. Moe is from O'Fallon,
yeah,
I believe, right?
T.J.? Like,
maybe that plays into it.
Chris Gardner.
Wow. Now you stumbled into a hot take on T.J.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
We better get to the end of the day.
When's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, you got to be happy.
All right.
Hoff was just dropping bombs.
Not a whole lot today, but I have to go back to last hour, Martin.
Well, we had a lot of stuff that we didn't really know what we were talking about.
We
so
did.
He's looking
the guest,
it up.
What's his name, the broadcaster?
Tom Hart.
He mentioned, what does Michael Porter Jr. have to lose? Where if you say he's going anywhere from first to sixth in the NBA draft, what's he got to lose? I just looked it up, how much those draft
okay.
picks make.
Can we guess?
Well, yeah, sure. Markelle Fultz, number one overall. How much right now is his guaranteed salary for the next 2 years?
Okay. It's a 3-year contract, correct?
Two.
It's two?
Two yes. for 10.
Okay. I'm going to say that you lose between the first pick and the sixth pick. Overall, I'm going to say you lose $12 million.
Martin?
How much do you lose? $3
million. $6 million.
That's not
this
bad.
Is according to Spotrack.com or Spotrack.com. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's 2 years, and then they have a 2-year option after that that they can pick up. 15.3 guaranteed for Markelle Fultz to not play because he can't lift his arm over his shoulder. And then 9.1 guaranteed million for Jonathan Isaac, who went to the Orlando Magic.
And the point, if you missed it, Tom Hart, who went to Mizzou, called the game on ESPN, what he said was, I think the rational view that said you just can't afford to risk anything if you're a top NBA pick. And he said, basically, all he has to do is to drop down his stature. Like, he's so thought of, like, up here, I'm holding my hand up, like, elevated. People think of Michael Porter Jr. as this stud, and you come back, and if you're compromised and you don't play well, that it could, in theory, hurt your draft standing. I just think that'll all be trumped by the fact that this kid wants to play for Mizzou.
What's funny, as soon as on the press box, we get topics that we just ask every guest in that category about. For a while, it was Tommy Pham and his million-dollar salary that Frank is desperately trying to get him. I guess he gets a commission.
Okay, real quick.
Fans next
okay,
contract.
I know we have John Mozeliak with us. What's your favorite ingredient in chili? I mean, we just get off on a tangent, and it doesn't matter who comes on the show.
Now it's every college basketball or college person, because we even asked Howard Richards that today.
Yeah, Howard Richards has chimed in.
Will Michael Porter Jr. play this year?
Okay, the mayor, Light of Cruisin', is with us. Real quick, we'll get to some city issues, but first, do you think Michael Porter...
I was wondering, Martin, I texted you and Troy this earlier. I want to know what is the highest discrepancy between high and low that local meteorologists can remember. I looked up myself. I went through...
Dave Murray still hasn't responded.
I went through a St. Louis weather archive.
We're very close.
And I found... So today, it's a high of about 62, low of 63, actually, in Kirkwood. Low of 15. So 48-degree difference. On January 29th, and a texter guessed this. Didn't get the date, but got the year. January 29th, 2008, high of 73, low of 15.
Wow.
That's a pretty crazy
That's
day.
That's insane. And a texter knew this?
A texter said that he recalls the day around this time in 2008 where it got into the 70s and then dropped below 20.
And I'm going to play this card. And you say that card till the end, like in poker.
You're playing poker, you see.
I'm going to say that John Fuller was listening and texted that in, and okay. He knew.
All right, you guys have...
Except he's on the air between 12 and 1. Never mind.
Martin, you have a pen and paper. Charlie, I'm not sure if you have one.
I do.
I'm going to ask you guys to write something down real quick, because I found Tua was not his real first name.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
So I want to see, and if our listeners, they're all at work, they can all have pen and paper as well. If they're on a laptop, they can type it out. Okay, so it's Tua. T-U-A-N-I-G... A, M.
You say M?
M as in Mary.
A, oh, Martin.
N as in Nancy. U.
Oh, my God.
O.
Wait a minute. This is like the confirmation when you pay your gas bill.
E, P, O.
Are you serious?
L, A. That's his first name.
That's his first name. So, Tuana Gamma Nua Lapola.
I looked it up, and it's coincidental to a degree. Tua, in ancient Samoan and ancient Hawaiian culture, loosely translates to behind.
Oh,
so
wow.
So he came from behind against Georgia.
He has to be the backup,
though. He does, yes.
He's better as a backup because he comes from behind.
So Jalen Hurts gets the first snap, and then they bring in Tua immediately.
Makes sense.
Exactly.
Jalen actually is another word for starter.
For starter.
Did you know that?
To be pulled.
Yeah. His real name, you guys ready? J-A-L-E-N-I-A-O-E-I.
Okay.
I just thought it was funny that we all just think, oh, Tua, that's easier. Let's call him
right.
But it's not at all easier. It's a lot longer, actually. And actually, I think that next year, the CBS crew should call him by his actual name.
Tua. Tungo. Baloa.
Tuana Gamanolapola.
I might have to call someone. Is there like a Samoan?
Rocky was like our Samoa expert. We found out he's a Samoa expert, as weird as that is.
Is there like a Samoan youth center? Because I know there's like a Polish one somewhere in South St. Louis. Is there like a Samoan one that I can call and try to get like an actual pronunciation of this?
Yeah.
I might look that up.
All right, see what you can do on that.
I'll do that. And that's all I got. That's the end of the day.
I looked up Eli's Cumin, and it's not clear if this
kind of weird lyrics.
Right, if it's 100% accurate. It says, I do know it's about a womanizer. Wow. And the speaker is warning women about him, like Eli's coming, like, uh-oh.
And just so you know, Eli denied all those charges,
yes.
By the way.
Right.
Yes.
By the
Blues, all the accusations.
80, Eli Gold, one season as broadcaster, didn't make the postseason. They were swept by the Blackhawks in 3 games.
I think it was another, though, good regular season and an early exit.
34-34-12 in the regular season.
Thanks to Eli Gold, all the Elis out there, really, for being a part of the show today, for Tua and the texters. I want to remind you, Rankin Jordan's got their gala on Saturday. It's at the Ritz. More information at RankinJordan.org. Pediatric Bridge Hospital doing amazing things. A few years ago now, kid was hit by a random drive-by shooting stray bullet, and the doctors outside of Rankin Jordan said, you'll never be able to walk again. He goes to Rankin Jordan, goes through the intensive rehab, and able to walk out of there on his own. Amazing what they're able to do, and they couldn't do any of it without your support. If you want to get involved, best thing to do, just go to the event on Saturday night. Go online for more information at RankinJordan.org. Chuck, we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Can't wait.
So long, everybody. We'll see you in 21 hours. Think about it. 21 hours. Hey, the Hardline is coming your way next. Down, congratulations.